And until you conquer the enemy in yourself, you can't deal with anyone. In order to be used by God, you have to really be used. You know, we always want to be used for the glorious jobs. Let God put me on the stage in front of the people in the Grammy show with a nice dress on. Let me just praise your name. But that's not being used. Sometimes in order to be used, you also have to be humiliated. You have to be humiliated sometimes. You have to be kicked and beaten. And in that situation, the person who's kicking and beating, he's feeling more pain than you are. You know, love is an incredible thing. And we don't know love like we should. We always talk about, I have unconditional love. Unconditional love is, we don't even know it. Because if a person stops stimulating us, we stop loving them. You're not interesting to talk to anymore. Goodbye. But that real love, that love that sometimes is difficult, difficult to have, that's that love. And that's a confidence builder.
I'm here. I'm back. Host God Oye, Swear to God, Pop Up Podcast, Season 3, baby.
Let's just get right into it. Yep. Swear to God, Pop Up Podcast. Host God Oye, Host God on the set, ATL Podcast Network, Season 3, baby. Count them. 1, 2, 3. It's been a long time. It's been a while. How have you been? It's 2019. It's a new year. I don't want to say like new year, new me, but it's definitely a new me. I was supposed to do this a while ago. BT hit me right when I got back from Seoul, from South Korea, and was like, okay, all right, enough of the hiatus, let's get to it, let's do something, season 3, let's go. And I got so much to talk about, man. I got a lot to talk about, a lot of different things going on. And it was hard. I had to figure out, like, what did I want to talk about first on the Swear to God Pop-Up Podcast? Like, what did I want to mention? I still don't know. I said, you know what? Let's just get into it, and then we'll figure it out as we go. So, for those who don't know, first time listening, you know, if you haven't listened ever again, I am Host God Oye, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, now. I got my wine on deck. I got the vibes set. I got my wine on deck. I got the hookah on deck. The game just went off. The vibes is set. I think this is how we're going to do it from now on. I think we're going to set the vibe, and then we're going to record. We're going to do some in-studio stuff coming soon. So, BT, I'm coming. You know what I mean? I'm going to bring the hookah with me. I know you got the drinks on deck. We're going to do that. 2019, what has happened? A lot has happened. I have transformed, is what I like to call it. I have transformed to the best version of myself that I've been in my life. As hard as that is to believe. So, and it feels good. And I'm trying to find the words to express like how good it feels, but The word I think I could come up with, I think it's love, man. It's just love, man. Love from my kids, love from my family, my moms, my brothers, my sister, love from my friends, my close friends, my brothers, Bronze, Father Scott, you know what I mean? All my brothers around the world. Love from my lady. From my baby, my old lady, I like to call her. That's when you know you're serious, when you call somebody your old lady. From my old lady, it's just love, and that was one of the biggest things going through the transformation. Forgiveness, forgiving myself, forgiving God. I blamed a lot of the different things that I was going through in life. Believe it or not, I blamed God. I thought it was God's fault. Like, yo, why is God doing this to me? Not realizing it was me. It was choices I was making that had me in the positions that I was in. And shout out to Sylvia High, H-I-G-H, naturally. She taught me, don't be afraid of love. Let, you know what I mean? Let love happen. Let love in. Accept love with open arms. Give love. And I've decided to do that. And it's been amazing. It's been amazing. Hold on, let me set my line. It's been amazing. So that's my biggest thing. I think I want to get out in episode one of this season. Is love, man. After the transformation, I came out and the first thing I wanted to do was get to my babies, get to my kids, get to Niles and get to Peyton and look them in the eye and tell them how much I love them. And not just love as parents, because a lot of times we tend to, when you have relatives, if you have kids, your mother, your father, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunts, uncles, all that shit, family shit, you tend to give them that automatic love, right? That is just like, all right, I love you just because you're this. And, you know, that's one level of it, but I got to a different level. So it was like, no, I love you as a person. I love the person you are. Right? And when you show up as that and you give that, oh, it's a miracle on what's given back. Like, I can even see it in my kids since the transformation, how much more love there was to give and to receive. And it's beautiful. Like I said, shout out my old lady. Love that woman. And the amount of love that she gives me enables me to do all of the amazing things I'm currently doing. They're amazing to me. Everybody has their different level of amazing and different things they want done. But in my life right now, I'm pretty much doing what it is I love to do. And to have somebody behind you, on the side of you, Let me correct that. On the side of me, she's not behind me. Even though a lot of times, if you see videos or whatever or pictures, she's beside me and holding me down. But she's right there, side by side, taking the steps with me on this journey. And that it's being led by love and it's being led by prayer. It's a beautiful thing. And then my friends, you know, I called a lot of my friends. I still got calls to make. I called a lot of my friends and apologized. And, you know, if the relationship was good, just to tell them how much I appreciate that the relationship is good. If the relationship wasn't good, then just apologizing for that and trying to make amends. Not necessarily, you know, even to rekindle the friendship or whatever, but just to say, yo, what has happened between us, you know, in the past is my fault. I'll take that. You know, it's my fault. I wasn't the best friend or family member or person that I could possibly be. And I feel that I am now. So, you know, whatever happens after that happens. But the love is there, man. And it's crazy. New Year's Eve. Shout out my soul brothers, DJ E-Class, man. DJ Skills, Keisha Walker, Insight, Colonel White, everybody, and Young Sung. It was amazing. For those that don't know, I was stationed. I was in the Army, right? I was in the Army a while back, and I was stationed in Korea. And shout out my whole Camp Humphreys, family. And I spent a lot of time in Seoul. I spent a lot of time in Yongsan. So for life to come back full circle and for me to go not as PFC dates, but as Host God Oye and be paid to go and stay at Dragon Hill Lodge, which is crazy. Everything was love. Everything was beautiful. And we killed that party. And that's how I brung in New Year's Eve. And it was, you know, we rocked, and then we got to the end of the night. And at the time, me and my lady, we were just dating, right? We were going through like the little courtship shit and just dating and going on those dates and kicking with it and getting to know each other and all that good stuff. And I did the party, and the party's getting ready to end. And, you know, there was some beautiful ladies, and everybody was like, all right, where y'all going? You know what I mean? Like, we're coming to y'all room. Where y'all going? And I directed everybody to E-Class's room, and I dipped. I dipped. I went back to my room, and I grabbed my phone, and I called Bae, who at the time was, you know, we were just kicking it or whatever. And it was like at that moment, I was like, nah, it's 2019. It's New Year. Like I said, I was feeling better than ever. I'm like, hey, what we doing? Like, fuck all that other shit. Fuck all that different chicks. Different, like, nah. You're the one. I know you're the one. Let's get it. And she was like, I'm with it. I'm following your lead. Let's get it. And that was one of the best decisions of my life. And boom, there you go. Got a girlfriend. Love, again. All love. And you'll be surprised, man. You'll be surprised on like what love can do for you. So if you're listening right now, when you're going through a hard time and you're going through whatever, and I'll break down, you know, all of the different things. I told you I got a lot to talk about. Been through a lot. I don't even remember the last episode of season two. Probably was about 5, 6, 7 months ago, I think.
And then that whole time it was, you know, life was
kind of skewy. Life was going in a lot of different directions. I wasn't settled enough, so I didn't want to come and do the show and do the podcast, you know, and not be right. But we're right now, and we're here, man. Host God Oye, hit me on the social media. I'm trying to chop it up with everybody. We got a lot of different stuff going on, man. The parties are going crazy. Super Bowl is coming. Super Bowl is in Atlanta, Georgia, Sunday, February 3rd, which is my birthday, if you don't know. So my birthday is on Super Bowl Sunday, so that's going to be crazy. A lot of things coming up. The music is coming up. We're back in the studio. We got the Vump Shaker record. We got the Pretty Girl Party record. A lot of other records that we got to get done and get right. The videos are coming. Shout out my brother Shot by Fame, my cinematographer, my director, my brother. We're going to start shooting a whole bunch of videos. We're just going to get right, man, and just have some fun with it. And that's another big thing besides the love. It's just enjoy it, man. Just have some fun. Don't take yourself so seriously. Don't take this life so seriously. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy it. Just have fun. Okay, so we're back. If you got questions, we're going to do that too this season. We're going to take questions. If you got situations that you're going through, hit me. Hit me on Facebook, Host God, Host Space God. Hit me on the gram, Host God. And it's HostGawd. You can hit the DM and just ask me a question, or if you're going through something, if I got an answer, if I got some advice, or if you just want to chop it up, hit me, man. Hit me. I'm serious. Hit me. Look, 678-607-6252. That is my telephone number. Hit me. It's all about spreading love. If I have some knowledge or some information, or if I have a certain understanding of situations, we could chop it up about it. I'm here. That's what life is all about too. Getting some information, getting some knowledge, and passing it on. You never know who might need it. You never know who might, that one bit of information that you have might be the one piece of information they need to get to where they were destined to go. So don't be afraid to have that conversation. Don't be afraid to share information. You know, just love it. Just enjoy it, man. Host God Oye, Swear to God Pop Up Podcast, Season 3. I'm excited. I think this is Season 3, so I think we're gonna do more episodes this season than we've ever done. We're getting this first one out the way now, and this vibe is cool right now. We're getting this one out the way, and I think we're gonna do a whole lot more. Again, shout out BT, it's my producer. Shout out my whole family, ATL Podcast Network. ATLPN.com, ATLPN.com is where you can find all the old episodes if you want to go back a little bit. Shout out my pops. Rest in peace. Daddy, I love you. Shout out to you. Shout out my moms. And the whole rest, those are my creators, man. Again, shout out my kids, Nazi Shah, Peyton L. Daddy loves you more than you will probably ever know. I'm trying to tell you now, of course. Oh yeah, man. And you can also hit us on the gram tonight in Atlanta. Y'all know how we vibe. We got all the different events going on. My schedule's Tuesdays, Alibi, late night R&B Tuesdays, Crazy Sexy Cool Alibi, super dope vibe. Thursdays, we start off early at Crew for Baywatch Thursdays. Then we go over to On for Throwback Thursdays, all vibes. I only participate in vibes. Okay, so know if you come to party with me, you can ask anybody, it's a vibe. Friday, O2 Lounge, super dope vibe in Buckhead. I think Revel is about to start back on Fridays too. Saturday, Sweet Lounge Residency. I've been there 4 or 5 years. Y'all should know what that is all about. Saturday mix. And Sundays we're bringing the brunch back. We're bringing the brunch back. Encore Lounge, 320 Lucky Street. We're gonna have some fun down there too. So it's all vibes. So hit me. You need a table. You need some advice. You just need somebody to talk to. I'm here, family. I'm here. I'm back. Host God Oye. Swear to God. Pop Up Podcast, Season 3, baby.